from Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta, where we've played so many times we've run out of local jokes. Oh, wait, I got one. Two guys walk into a cupcake store in Sherwood Park.
No!
It's the Irrelevant Show.
Sure, we all want romance in our lives, but who has the time? With work, the gym, and those kids you made, who can clear their schedule to tell their love how they really feel? Now you don't have to. Irrelevant Records is proud to introduce Love Auction, a collection of the most romantic words ever put to page, delivered by professional auctioneers. From the gorgeous words of Elizabeth Barrett Browning,
do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach. When feeling out of sight for the ends of being, and I'll do race. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight.
To the biblical beauty of the Song of Solomon.
How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from Mount Gilead.
Love Auction says what you're longing to say in 1/16th of the time it would take you to say it. Did someone say Motown? I did, just then.
Oh, hey, baby, you set my soul on fire. That's why I know that you're my heart's only desire. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
You'll be overcome with love and still have time to get to your Pilates class. Order now and you'll receive a second CD. Auctioneers help you break up.
Heard it from a friend who? Heard it from a friend who? Heard it from another you've been messing around.
Auctioneers read the most romantic words ever written. And auctioneers help you break up. Only on Irrelevant Records.
And so!
Hey everybody, it's time for a super fun quiz. Get ready to find out which Irrelevant Show cast member are you. Just answer this simple question and we'll tell you which cast member you're the most like. Here comes your question.
In the desert, there's a tortoise. It's on its back, its legs kicking, its tender belly exposed to the scorching sun. An eagle swoops down and starts pecking at the tortoise. What's going on with that eagle?
A, the eagle is trying to eat the turtle. Okay, the turtle looks really gross, but his buddy bet him $10 and he wouldn't eat it. And actually, it's not bad.
If you said A, you're Donovan.
Nice!
B, the eagle is trying to help the tortoise turn over because they're good friends.
If you said B, you're Jana.
Samesies.
C, the eagle wants to hollow out the tortoise so it can use its shell as a costume helmet for its next live-action roleplay convention.
If you chose C, you're Mark.
See you at Dragon Con.
D, the eagle is doing an experiment to determine whether tortoises are ticklish.
If your answer is D, you're Neil.
I like you.
E, that eagle is just doing what she needs to take care of herself, because she isn't ever going to be happy until she starts living by her own standards and not her ex-boyfriend's.
If you chose E, you're Amy.
You do you.
So now you know which member of the Irrelevant Show cast you are. That was fun, right?
If you said, hells yeah, that was fun, you're Jana.
If you said, one small correction, it should be a cosplay convention rather than a LARPing convention, you're Mark.
If you said, you don't need some quiz to tell you who you are because you're Amy, you're Amy.
And if you noticed Donovan said turtle instead of tortoise, you're Neil.
Whoa! Oh, what, me? Oh, if you didn't realize this thing goes on for another page, you're Donovan.
Hey, buddy. Are you ready for a night of friendly food and foodie friends? Then come on down to Oh Friendlies.
You're always welcome at Oh Friendlies.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, how you doing, Ted?
Half a pint of lager as usual?
You know it.
That's Roger. Great guy. Always orders a half pint of lager. We call him Half Pint Roger.
You're always welcome at Oh Friendlies.
At Oh Friendlies, we make everyone feel at home by remembering your name and a couple of specific facts about you. Cheryl, how are the kids?
They're great, thanks.
That's Cheryl. She has kids. It's a great story, but I'll let her tell it. Whoa, look who's here. Hey, Jeff, been working out?
Nope.
Didn't think so. Jeff does not take care of himself. That's Data, still putting ointment in her cat's eyes.
Hey!
Uh-oh, Brad's here to correct everyone's grammar.
Hey!
And Andy's here with his new colleague, Heather, from head office.
Hey, Heather!
Wow, this place is great.
And...
Hi, Ted! Hi, guys! I'm back!
Hey, you.
Hey, Roger. Hi, Cheryl. Oh, and Heather's here.
Hey.
What can I get you there, boss man? you need a drinks menu?
Menu? No way. I'll just have the usual.
Right. And the usual is an IPA?
No. I never have IPA.
Right! It's Mr. No IPA himself.
Ted, why are you being weird? What's going on?
Oh, nothing at all. Guy who always asks why we're being weird.
Oh, my God. You don't know my name or a specific fact about me.
Oh, sure.
No. Of course we know a fact about you.
Okay, everyone say a fact about me.
You breathe oxygen.
Those are shoes.
You are a mammal.
You are visible.
You don't even remember my name. What's my name? I'm Steve.
Oh, nice, Steve.
I thought this was a place where everyone knows your name and a fact about you. But I guess I was wrong. Cheryl, I thought we were connected. You told me that story about how you have kids, and then I told you my amazing story about how I don't have kids. Dana, I drove you to the drugstore to get eye drops for your cat. Andy, you're my brother. My twin brother!
Okay, pal, you need to calm down.
Did you just call me pal? You forgot my name again!
No, I didn't.
What is it?
I want to say... Marlo?
It's Steve!
It's just that you don't look like a... Whatever you just said your name was. What was it? Marlo?
My name is Steve! I thought this was Oh Friendlies, the Oh Friendliest place in town.
Oh, now that's a good slogan.
It's the Oh Friendliest place in town.
But I guess I was wrong. I've been nothing but oh-friendly to you guys, and no one's been oh-friendly back. I thought we had built beautiful oh-friendships. I oh-loved you guys. But you know what? You're not my oh-friends at all. You guys are oh-terrible. Good night.
Oh, boy, that Marlo guy was sure upset.
Yeah, typical Marlo. Always mad about something, that guy. But you know what'll cheer everyone up? Chicken wings on the house.
Hey!
So come on down to Oh Friendlies, the Oh Friendliest place in town. The place where everyone remembers your name and one fact about you.
Hey, guys. Sorry I lost my temper.
Look, everyone, it's Marlo.
Hey, Marlo!
Let me guess, you're mad about something?
You know it!
Yay!
You're always welcome at Oh Friendlies.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM. Coming to you today from Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta. For free podcasts of Irrelevant Show episodes or sketches, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by the League of Canadians explaining the beachcombers to Americans. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a show about finding logs.
And now, everyone in the show who isn't the two of us or Donovan, it's Jocelyn Ulf and Jan Randall, joined by Jana and Amy.
Got a little secret we have to tell about the man who drives us wild.
Drives us wild.
Not a bad boy or a model. No, he's the man who stays at home with his child. A sexy stay-at-home dad. Sexy stay-at-home dad. Your uncombed hair drives us mad. Pushing that stroller down the street. Sensible Crocs upon your feet. Sexy, sexy, sexy stay-at-home dad. As you push your little daughter on the swing, we can spot a little trace of sexy baby throw-up on your shirt. You pack diapers just in case. We just know that you're a stay-at-home dad. Sexy stay-at-home dad. Your mismatched socks drive us mad. You walk to the playground in a haze. You haven't slept for days and days. Sexy, sexy, sexy stay-at-home dad. By Vancouver's Canucks, is there anything sexier than a man who knows how to warm up a bottle?
By Hamilton Steel, is there anything more alluring than the scent of Old Spice and applesauce?
By Quebec's poutine, is there anything more thrilling than a man who knows all the words to that one song from Frozen?
By Calgary Stampede, is there anything better than a man going gray from sheer paternal exhaustion?
No!
Hey, stay-at-home dad. How about I tell you a bedtime story?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, stay-at-home dad. If you have a boo-boo, I'll kiss it better. I'll kiss it better all through nap time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be all like... Oh. And then like...
Brenda!
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 Oh, yeah.
Brenda!
Sexy stay-at-home dad. Your bloodshot eyes drive us mad. You're nurturing, responsible, caring and kind. Your wife makes the money and you don't mind. We just adore you.
We're crazy for you. We just want more you. Stay-at-home dad.
Talk. If you're just joining us, you have missed one of the most amazing nights in the history of hockey. Tonight's tilt between the Los Angeles Kings and Chicago Blackhawks went beyond epic and will certainly change the future of our entire planet. Oh, I'm just getting word from the Los Angeles Media Center that Kings coach Daryl Sutter is making his way to the podium to address the media.
Coach Sutter, in my 23 years covering sports, I have never seen anything like that. The temperature in the arena suddenly rising, The roof of the Staples Center being peeled back like a tin can. The alien mothership hovering over the arena. How would you characterize what happened out there?
It was the same for both teams, so...
Coach Sutter, when the alien plasma ray destroyed the north end of the arena and hundreds of fans were carried up into the mothership in the pulsing tractor beam, and then the alien lizard started to separate the players into labor groups for the construction of their giant portal, I mean, as a coach, what's your thinking in that situation?
Shorten the bench and, yeah.
Coach,
obviously the big turning point in the game and in the intergalactic war was when the players discovered that the alien race could be defeated by dousing them in overpriced domestic beers. Did you feel lucky that warm, overpriced beers, the aliens' kryptonite, were so plentiful in the arena tonight?
Sometimes you get the bounces. That's hockey.
Oh, coach,
well, there you have it. Daryl Sutter, much more cheerful and animated than usual in the press room, which I think is a testament to just how crazy this game actually was. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Let us unite in the fight for freedom. And we return you now to Heartland.
The Irrelevant Show presents Siblings, less famous brothers and sisters of more famous brothers and sisters.
My name is Lambert Black, brother of Conrad Black, Baron of Cross Harbor. All my life, personages ranging from royals to plebes have asserted a manifold resemblance between myself and my elder brother. And to that preposterous poppycock, I can reply only, horse feathers. Conrad and I could not be less alike. Our personalities are utterly antithetical. Conrad is sardonic and imperious, whereas I am ironical and overbearing. Conrad enjoys the pleasures of yachting and fine wines, whereas I race zeppelins and drink naught but oak barrel-aged brandy. Conrad is an aficionado of the pianoforte. I am a lute man. We diverge also in the manner of our downfalls. Conrad went to prison for mail fraud, whereas I was convicted of insider trading. I mean, it's like comparing apples to oranges. Also, I prefer my wives voluptuous.
This has been Siblings on The Irrelevant Show.
We're gonna do a few more tunes. What do you think of that?
We said one.
Okay. So you only want us to play one more song?
One will be fine.
Oh man. Okay. Cause we had this whole thing planned. You know, we were gonna really bring it home with three of our biggest hits. You know.
No thanks for good. No thanks for good.
Okay.
Early start tomorrow. Early start.
out all night? You really don't want more than one song?
Hey, look, don't get us wrong. This has been a real blast. It's just that our in-laws are coming over for the weekend. So we gotta get the place ready. We gotta vacuum.
We gotta vacuum. We gotta vacuum. We gotta vacuum.
All of you?
Every single one. Every single one. Every single one.
So in Moncton, everyone's in-laws come to visit simultaneously?
Yes. Yes. Yes!
Plus, you know, we only have the sitter until 11, so we should really get going, but it's been great catching up.
Great catching up! Great catching up! Great catching up!
Text us next time you're in town. We'll do brunch!
We'll do brunch! We'll do brunch! We'll do brunch!
Okay, I guess. Did you still want us to play that one song, though?
Yeah, on second thought, maybe tonight's just not a good night for us.
Not a good night! Not a good night! Not a good night!
Okay, so all 20,000 of you, you're just gonna take off then?
Yup, you take care!
You take care! You take care! You take care! You take care!
Wait, where are y'all going? Wait, we're all 20,000. Where are all 20,000 of you going? Good night, Moncton. Oh, hey, Daryl. Hey, you know what, Daryl? Tonight's your night, buddy.
Really?
Yeah, sure. You've been asking for it for like 15 years, man. Just go for it.
Awesome. Are you gonna announce it? You said you'd announce it.
Yeah, okay, fine. Ladies and gentlemen of the janitorial staff, give it up for my main man, Daryl Santiago on bass. Bass solo!
Been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor, Amy Shostak,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jocelyn Alt and our music maestro, Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Moncton Rock audience played by
us.
Sketches were written by Micah Balazzo, Carly Heffernan, Peter Brown, with Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson. And head writer, Neil Gron. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta.
Next week on The Irrelevant Show, we take you to a store that is very, very niche.
Bonjour, shalom, and welcome to Every Spoon Has a Story. Please feel free to peruse our selection of handcrafted artisanal spoons, each with its own fascinating story.
Hi. I just need a spoon. My wife's away for the weekend, and, you know, I got no idea where we keep the cutlery in our house.
Let me show you our newest piece.
A piece? No, I just need a spoon.
This piece was handcrafted by hand in the Himalayan mountains.
Why are you hitting wind chimes?
They're integral to the story of this piece. The artist was a hermit who devoted his entire life to saving his own tears, freezing them in the icy mountain winds, and turning them into what he calls spoons of sorrow.
That's coming up next week on our final episode of the summer, And then, just a few weeks after that, we start our new season of recordings. Our first show will be in Edmonton, Saturday, September 19th at Moutart Hall at McEwen University's School of Continuing Education. That's in the old Alberta College building overlooking the River Valley. It's a lovely theater, but small, so get your tickets soon at Tix on the Square. We'll also be at Festival Place in Sherwood Park on Sunday, October 4th, and at the Arden in St. Albert in November. And attention, British Columbians, we are making plans for our first ever trip to BC. We'll be in Vancouver and Kelowna in March. For information about all those upcoming recordings, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. And we'll be back next week with our final summer episode.